You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A popular Teton County recreation area is getting a substantial renovation for the first time in two decades. Roads, trails, and bridges are getting improved in Teton Canyon. This comes after the Caribou-Targhee National Forest Service received almost $1.5 million in funding through the Great American Outdoor Act for the restoration. The Forest Service says work will start when conditions allow and warns recreators that access may be limited at times due to construction. The renovations are slated to wrap up next summer. Wyoming's GOP is retaining its leadership. Members recently held their quarterly meeting in Jackson and voted to reelect the party's head. But the group wasn't totally united in the decision. KHOL's Anna Merzbach reports.
Dozens of Republicans from across the state gathered inside a Virginian Lodge ballroom Saturday and decided that Chairman Frank E. Thorne, who has served in the position since 2017, will stay at the helm. According to the Jackson Hole Daily, E. Thorne said in a speech he will work hard to win over the members who didn't vote for him. Mary Martin, who leads Teton County's GOP, was one.
You know, frankly, I'm very disappointed. I believe we needed a new direction in leadership.
Martin was in favor of another Frank Moore, who was running for the seat. She says she thinks he would have helped better unite the party across counties.
There's a lot of things that are common amongst everyone in the state. I think Frank Moore would have brought out the similarities and the commonalities in a better way than what's happening now.
Frank E. Thorne will serve as party chair for at least two more years. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
You're listening to Jackson Hole Community Radio, KHOL.